OS tubes. They were all, and they had a big, big lot of those. So they started putting those in all of the new units that they were building. Well, they ran out of those a couple of years back. So they started putting those 7025s back in there, which is a, it's better than a 12AX7. It's a low noise tube, but it's still got a high amplification to it. And I think the 5751s are better. I mean, there's all different kinds of things you can put in there. I think there's one made by Sylvania. It's a gold label, government gold label tube. And it's a 12AT7. But it's got a gold label on it, but the pins are steel. And it's also a military tube. I think it's a WA something, something 5751 WA. I can't remember it, but those, Eddie and W5NVI, he uses those. He likes those a lot better because the commands are getting, the RCA 5751 commands are getting so hard to find. They're so doggone expensive now. Now they're up there on the big rare list. And, so he found this alternative. He says they sound almost as good. Not quite, but almost. Better than anything else. So he's been buying those things up as fast as he can find them. And they're not bad. They're not bad at all. Well, yeah, you ought to try that that one that your buddy gave you. I'll bet you if he said it was worth keeping, then you ought to stick it in there and see what the difference is. You know, even before you change anything out, just go find that tube and stick it in there, Rick, before you change anything else. And that way you'll know for sure. Because you know how that one sounds. Stick it in there and talk on it for about 40 hours, 50 hours before you make a final decision. Because if it's a brand new tube, then it needs to burn in. And it might make a big difference. Then when you go change the op amp, it just add that much more depth and low frequency and high frequency extension to it, you know. All right, I think that was everything. Tube. And you asked about tubes. Yeah, op amps, all that good stuff. Yep. VE6CQ, WZ5Q. Okay, well, I got your call that time. W6RYO, Romeo Yankee Oscar. Gary, very good. I got you down there that time. Sorry about the mishap on the call, Gary. But yeah, it sounds like you're in a bad way there with that laryngitis. Boy, I feel for you. I feel for you. I guess you're gargling with lots of salt water. That usually helps me when my throat gets a little sore and red and irritated like that, for sure. Okay, on the net, five up, I'll point that way and listen for y'all. The water cooler net, I like it. Okay, Gary, well, I got to go. My wife done tapped me on the shoulder and said she was home, so I need to go and do the meet and greet and make some tater salad for that chicken and sausage gumbo that we've got. All homemade, of course. So I'll say 73s to you there, Gary, and you take care. W6RYO, WZ5Q.